question I get asked every day is, why isn't my doctor doing anything about the autoimmune part of my low thyroid problem? And the answer is a couple different answers. Number one, they may not know that you have an autoimmune problem. If they've not tested you for Hashimoto's, and they don't know. Number two, if they know you've got Hashimoto's, you have to understand is the only treatment they have for that is to give you thyroid replacement. They don't have any tool to offer you. And the third, and probably the more sinister reason really, is they don't really understand Hashimoto's in the first place, and they haven't read an article about Hashimoto's in 10 years, to be blunt about it. I see a lot of people in my practice that have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune attack on the thyroid gland. And most of these people have already been taking thyroid hormones for a year or 2 years or 3 years, but they still feel the same way. They still have constipation, depression, hair loss, brittle nails, low libido, infertility. And the reason they still have that is that when you have Hashimoto's and all you do is give the person replacement thyroid hormones like Synthroid or levothyroxine or one of those things, it does very little for what's actually going on in Hashimoto's, which is your immune system is destroying your thyroid gland. The replacement hormones don't do anything for that. So it's kind of like saying, you know, I come home and my house is on fire and my doctor, you know, gives me, you know, a key to a hotel room or something. You know, it's like, what are we going to do to put out the fire? Well, we're just going to ignore the fire. We're just going to let the fire burn and hopefully you do okay. I mean, to me, that is a completely asinine way of viewing that condition. I'm really shocked that more physicians aren't trying to do something else. I mean, you can't tell me they don't know that you're coming back every 6 months going, I still feel like I still feel awful. I mean, what are they doing in their mind? What are they thinking? That? Well, I'll tell you what they might be thinking. A lot of them thinking is you're nuts. A lot of them are thinking you're not complying. A lot of them are thinking, well, you're still overeating. Because most of these people, seriously, I've come to the conclusion that a lot of the doctors that treat these women that have Hashimoto's, they think that basically you just go home and eat ice cream and bonbons and that's why you still gain weight. Seriously, I think that's what some of them think. But I don't understand why they don't try to do something about it. I mean, certainly some of them think that, but you can't, I just don't understand how someone can show up to your office and say, I still feel bad. And you say, well, time to give you more of the same thing I already gave you that didn't work. That just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. But that's what a lot of these doctors are doing. And I think it's because they don't understand Hashimoto's. They don't understand that's an autoimmune condition. You have to understand, a lot of these people have stopped reading. When they got their diploma and they got their degree, they stopped reading medical journals. They certainly stopped reading about anything that has to do with natural management, right? Non-drug methods. They're not reading any of that stuff. And there's a lot of reasons for that too, but it just saddens me. I mean, I guess it's job security. I see hundreds of these people, thousands of these people that are taking thyroid medication like they're supposed to. Their labs are normal, but they still have low thyroid symptoms while they're taking that medication, and it's because it's not doing anything for their problem. I mean, I guess I should probably get too angry about it on a video, but many times when I'm here in my office talking to people, I get really angry at what doctors are telling people about, you know, that can't have anything to do with it, you know. Gluten can't have anything to do with your Hashimoto's. There's nothing you can do for this. You just have to live with it. All this kind of crap that people spit out as a defense mechanism. I mean, these doctors are, you know, they're defending what they do, but they're really not getting you better in the process. And that's why your doctor's not doing anything about the autoimmune part of your thyroid problem. They either, A, don't know you've got it, so that you got to get tested for it. Number two, even if you did get tested for it, you know, they're the hammer and you're the nail. I mean, that's it. They only got one thing, and their hammer is thyroid replacement. What, they don't have any training in what to do with autoimmunity. They have no idea about what modulates it, what modifies it, and they're terrified that they're good, that their ignorance is going to be exposed. Most of these people are just terrified that you're going to ask them some question that they don't know the answer to, which is why they say, oh, I can't do that. But, you know, poo-poo, they're going to poo-poo things. If you found a doctor that can tell you, look, I don't know what it is, you know, I it's not my field, that I can accept. It's the doctors that act like they know what they're talking about, that really have no basis for their opinion, that really, I guess I should thank them. It floods my practice with people that are needing help. And so I welcome that. You know, I welcome that, unfortunately. But that's why, you know, there is help. You've got to find someone. You have to find a doctor. You have to find a practitioner who understands all these things I'm just telling you, someone who understands and has been trained and how to functionally deal with this autoimmune problem and get it calmed down and get your low thyroid symptoms, you know, under control. Because if you don't, that autoimmune problem can expand into more tissues, more organs, and cause more problems that are 10 times worse than the low thyroid symptoms that you're suffering with right now.